Thank you, Candace. This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. We're very excited and pleased to welcome to our studios this afternoon harpist Yolanda Condonasis and guitarist Jason Vio. They are now on tour in support of their latest collaboration, an album that came out last year titled Together. They're going to perform selections from that album tomorrow at the Ravinia Festival at Bennett Gordon Hall starting at 6 p.m. And they're also performing for us this afternoon here in the Levin studio. So welcome to both of you. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. We're so Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yep. You know, I was listening. I love your album, by the way. I featured it a lot when it first came out and ever since then. And I've been listening to you perform together. This is such an amazing and unique sound that these two instruments make together. So I'm really thrilled to have you here this afternoon. The first piece that you're going to play for us is actually the work that brought the two of you together. Tell us about that.
Well, we've both taught at the Cleveland Institute of Music for quite a few years, and you know, we'd pass each other in the hall and didn't really know each other at all. And at one point, we found ourselves in the same proximity, and we chatted a minute. And I had done a little bit of playing with guitar before that, but not much. And you know, we just kind of talked about, oh, you know, gosh, we should play something together sometime. And I think Jason invited me to do the Hovannis, Spirit of Trees, on a Guitar Society.
We have an annual International Guitar Festival held at Cleveland Institute of Music every year at the end of May, and it's a huge event with like the very best players in the world play on it. So
yeah.
I thought we'll do, you know, and I basically play my faculty recital. It's either a chamber concert or a solo recital or some kind of thing for many years there. So I think it was we played the Hovannis together, mm-hmm. and I think I did some Piazzolla solo with the violinist.
Yeah, you did some other stuff. And, you know, I think both of us are, you know, on the fly a lot. We got a lot of balls in the air, and, you know, we rehearsed, and it came together so easily. And, you know, we sort of synced up easily, fast, and well. And we thought, gosh, you know, maybe we should do a little more of this. And so our duo grew slowly, mm-hmm. But I think, you know, a lot of times when something is good and needs to be done, it doesn't, you know, there's no forcing. It just kind of happens because it should.
Well, let's hear two movements from this work. It's a sonata for harp and guitar. It's called Spirit of Trees by Alan Hovannis, and our performers today, harpist Yolanda Condonasis and guitarist Jason Vio.
Thank you.
Two movements from the Sonata for Harp and Guitar called Spirit of Trees by Alan Hovhaness, played for us live today in the Levin Studio by harpist Yolanda Kondanassis and guitarist Jason Vio. And this is a selection, in fact, all of the music that they're playing for us this afternoon from their recent release titled Together. And then they will perform some of the same music tomorrow night at the Ravinia Festival at Bennett Gordon Hall at 6 o'clock. One thing that I noticed on your album Together is a thread that really runs through it is that the influence of world cultures. You think of that Hovhaness, and there's really that East meets West in his music. And that also runs through the instruments that you play. These are both instruments that have deep roots in many different cultures. Was that something you were thinking about when you put this album together?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the genesis of this album was just wanting to do original music. You know, it would have been the easiest thing in the world for us to just slap together some transcriptions and call it a day. But this is music, two of the pieces on the program, on the album, the track list, were written for us. And the rest was pre-existing original music that was, you know, really written with this combination in mind. And I think that, you know, composers, especially nowadays, are so attuned to the history and the undercurrents within every instrument's history that I think writing for this combination just kind of brings that out. You know, the fact that every world culture has some version of a harp, or guitar, right, and has since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that brings a lot of just historical and cultural richness to the, you know, to the line when you compose for these instruments.
Well, when you were looking around, were you surprised at how many pieces actually have been written for this combination?
Well, we were happy to find that there was initially enough pre-existing to make a record. There's others by Alexander Tonsman wrote one for Segovia and Zabaleta. Mm-hmm. And then also a good friend of mine from Philadelphia, who teaches at Curtis, Eric Sessler, has a sonata for harp and guitar that that's kind of in there's a mix of pieces that we haven't really looked at yet. And we just started to discover more of them that we didn't know were there as we've gone along.
Of commissioning some new works. We've got about three or four in the pipeline. So, mm-hmm, you know, we're already starting to think about next album, next program.
Great.
We're so fond of this program, though. It's going to be hard to not at least do part of it when we, you know, tour in seasons to come.
Now, this next music that you're going to play for us by Gary Schocker, this is a piece that you commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that Gary Schocker has actually studied the harp extensively. So I guess that's fairly rare.
It's his new favorite instrument.
Yeah.
I mean, he had told me a few years ago that he had bought this beautiful harp, and every morning he was getting up and learning to play it, but also just instantaneously writing music for it. So, so I asked him. I mean, Gary and I have had a flute and guitar duo for, I don't know, almost 20 years. So I thought, we made a couple records together on Ezeka Records in the past, and so I asked him to write a piece for us, and so it was just a very natural thing. And he wrote it very.
Very idiomatic
for both instruments.
So. And it's such a lovely gift when a harpist gets a tremendously idiomatic piece on her music stand.
Okay.
Because, you know, we just expect to have some processing time and some rewriting and, you know, reconfiguring time. But really with this piece, there was nothing. Jason and I sat down and, you know, ripped through it the first time, you know, we rehearse, and it just falls together.
We're going to hear two movements, and there was some dispute when we were talking earlier as to whether the first movement is entrance or entrance. I kind of like entrance.
I think we're all voting for entrance, given a title, Hypnotized.
Right.
I think.
Two movements from Hypnotized here by Gary Schocker, performed once again by harpist Yolanda Kondonassis and guitarist Jason Vio. Thank you. Entrance and Together from Hypnotized by Gary Shocker, music that was written for the two artists we're hearing today, guitarist Jason Vio and harpist Yolanda Condonassis. What a beautiful melody that is. It's lovely.
Lots of great melodies. Yeah.
And that, of course, is the title of your album,
right,
Together,
right.
That came out last year on the Azika label. And as you were playing that, I was just thinking, I mean, these are two instruments that are so similar in how they're made up and how they're played. I mean, these, you almost sound like one mm-hmm. big instrument at times.
Well, that's part of the aesthetic appeal, I think, of the two instruments as a duo, because there are times when we're playing where you can clearly hear there one instrument supporting the other in a melody role or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we joke about it, we call it a guitarp,
right.
It's just this kind of one big blend of strings. And it's hard, and we've had that in our concerts many times. People are like, I love it when I can't tell which one is which. It's mm-hmm. really, it's just a very unique sound. So that's really why we're excited about getting composers to write more for it, and even just occasionally do an arrangement of something that we like to do.
And it's fun for us, I think, too, because, both of us have done so much chamber music. in our careers to this point. And, you know, we always function in a pretty specific role when we do that. And I think this is, you know, I kind of call this duo my musical vacation, mm-hmm. because it's just fun, and I get to, you know, seize the melody sometimes, as does he. We alternate between accompaniment and leading voice, and, it's a very balanced kind of chamber music, I think, for both of us, which is really, really rewarding.
Now, do you both do arranging yourselves? I mean, is that something that you plan to do for this ensemble?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, in my own solo work in chamber at chamber festivals, I'm often arranging for whatever collaborator or group, even at the time, on the spot. I'm very comfortable with some of my records. In fact, my solo records, I did one entirely of music by Pat Metheny, mm-hmm. Called Images of Metheny. And even Play, the solo CD from a couple of years ago that had my Duke Ellington arrangement on it. So it's just something that if you're inspired, at the time to do something, and we'll probably come up with something over the years for this combination.
Yeah, I think initially our feeling is, the harp and the guitar, when you put them together, there could be a preconception of, oh, how lovely. But what we want to do is really do, some of that, certainly. But I think by going for original works written for this combination, I think we delve a little deeper and, present a program that really, sounds like it was meant to be and isn't, I think that's why we're not very dogged about doing arrangements right now. We're mm-hmm. more interested in, presenting original music to explore and expand the genre of this combination.
Well, tell us about the next two pieces that you're going to hear. Is this music from Argentina and the Catalan composer?
Uh-huh. Right. Máximo Diego Pujol is somebody that I happened upon, and in fact, a student of mine quite a few years ago. Just I'm not quite sure where she found it, on the internet somewhere. She found a PDF of this piece, and I ended up, when we were putting things together, I contacted him, and what a wonderful, sweet gentleman he is, and he made the music available and was thrilled to have us playing it. And so it really was one of those, pieces that had been around a while, but really had been gathering a bit of dust on the shelf, so we were happy to bring it into the daylight.
I didn't know he had written for harp and guitar. I didn't know this piece. I mean, guitarists, classical guitarists, are very familiar with him because he's written a bunch of suites and preludes for the guitar. But this was Yolanda's discovery, definitely. I didn't know.
And then the next work is by a Catalan composer, Javier mm-hmm. Montsalvatge.
We love this piece. Yeah. This is a really good and juicy piece. We're going to be doing the last movement, the Braziado from that. And it's such a wonderful piece of music because he really, it's a wonderful mixture of real contemporary dissonance with very wonderful, nods to, the Spanish style of writing. It's very popular and yet original at the same time.
All right. Music of Máximo Diego Pujol and Javier Montsalvatge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guest today, harpist Yolanda Contanassis and guitarist Jason Vio, in two pieces there. We just heard Brasilado from the Fantasia by Javier Monsalvatge, and before that, a tango from the Magic Suite by Maximo Diego Pujol, performed for us live here on WFMT. And they will perform tomorrow night at the Ravinia Festival in Bennett Gordon Hall, starting at 6 o'clock, some of the same music that they're playing here this afternoon. You mentioned a moment ago that you've got some more commissions in the pipeline. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've just both got always. Oh, let me pull that in here.
Okay.
I was in my performance position here. Yeah, we both got a lot going on these days. We've got some interesting pieces being written for us. A whole handful of them by composers like Hannah Lash and Aaron Helgeson is writing us something. And Jason, you've got a couple in your...
One of my colleagues in the Al-Bustan Takht Ensemble based in Philadelphia played a few concerts with them at World Cafe Live, and they're an Arabic ensemble from all different countries of the Middle East. His name is Kinan Abu Afash, and he's writing something for us right now as we speak.
Great.
Yeah, I think as people start to hear these two instruments together, they kind of want to explore what's possible, and I'm kind of excited too about Jennifer Higdon, who is writing me a harp concerto that'll be premiered in May of 2018. Mm-hmm. So that will be a nice project for me when I receive that.
Sure.
To get that learned.
Well, as we just heard in that last piece, I mean, the possibilities, you've got percussive possibilities to add to this combination as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an interesting sound. Well, you have a little encore for us.
Yeah.
This afternoon before you leave. What will you play for us?
Well, this is an amazing arrangement that Jason did. We were looking for an encore for our new New York debut. And, you know, it was a long program, and we had some, you know, some spiky stuff on there. And we thought, well, what would be really just a light thing that would just be fun for us? And, you know, we'll be tired, so we're not going to want to kill ourselves at the end of the night there. And, you know, I've always loved What a Wonderful World. And you know, Jason being Jason, boy, in a number of minutes, you probably came up with this thing, and we just
wanted to put it in a sort of a different musical context, something a little bit more contemporary than the version we know, you know,
Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Which is a great version, of course, but this has a little bit more of a Joni Mitchell vibe, a
okay.
90s kind of rock kind of thing to it.
Great.
And I should probably mention that we liked it so much, we released it as an iTunes single a few months after we first performed it.
Okay.
So if you like it, it's actually available.
Thank you.
Nice. What a Wonderful World by George David Weiss and Bob Thiel, arranged for harp and guitar by Jason Vio, the guitarist today, and Yolanda Kondonassis, harpist. Thanks so much for coming in. It was such a pleasure to be in the middle of this wonderful sound that the two of you make together.
Well, thank you for having us, boy. We appreciate it.
The music that you heard today is available, except for the arrangement of What a Wonderful World. You said that's an iTunes
single. Yeah, that's a single, right.
And then all the other music available on their album titled Together, and they'll be performing together tomorrow night at the Ravinia Festival, Bennett Gordon Hall, starting at 6 o'clock. And we should also mention that this impromptu and many others in WFMT's performance series will be available later on our website at WFMT.com. Our thanks to our engineer today, Mary Mazurek, with assistance from Dorian Nicholas. Also, our producer is Louise Frank. And this impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. And I'm Lisa Flynn. Let's go back now over to the studio and Candace Agree.